This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's no wonder that Rudolph is the most famous reindeer of all. In addition to being a skilled flyer, his nose glows bright red. This unusual variation on the reindeer nasal prominence has all kinds of benefits. If the weather's ever bad on Christmas Eve, Santa is still cleared for flight by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, among others, thanks to the brightness of Rudolph's nose. But how does Rudolph's nose actually work? How can one reindeer create a light bright enough to lead a sleigh through darkness and inclement weather? And how can a reindeer even have a glowing red nose in the first place? Although no one may ever know for sure just how Rudolph got his unusual nose, we think the most logical explanation is, of course, science. Rudolph could use something that many organisms use on Earth in order to create natural light, a neat trick called bioluminescence. In luminescent animals and fungi, chemical compounds mix together to produce a glow. It's a lot like the way that substances inside a light stick combine to make light. The reasons vary. Fireflies, for instance, flash light at each other to communicate and attract mates, while some animals that live very deep in the ocean use light to attract or spot prey, or to confuse and escape from predators. In some parts of the ocean, these animals, not the sun, are the primary source of light. So let's talk about the parts of Rudolph's nose. It starts just like any other reindeer nose. He breathes oxygen through it, and it's made up of two layers of skin. The dermis, which is the thick inner layer of skin that contains blood vessels and hair follicles, and the epidermis, which is the thin outer layer that you can see and touch. A couple extras, however, would set Rudolph apart from all the other reindeer, though, of course, there's no scientific basis for them excluding him from their games. It seems most likely that Rudolph additionally has a thin enclosed layer of a light-producing organ between the dermis and the epidermis. In general, bioluminescence involves the combination of two types of substances. One is a luciferin, or a light-producing substance. The other is a luciferase, or an enzyme that catalyzes the reaction. The terms luciferin and luciferase both come from the Latin term lucifer, which means light bringer, and is also the basis for the name Lucifer in the Bible and folklore. But luciferin and luciferase are generic terms rather than the names of particular chemicals. Lots of different substances can act like luciferins and luciferases, depending on the species of the bioluminescent life form. For example, some luciferins are related to chlorophyll, while others seem to be manufactured from the food that the animal eats. In the organism, something triggers the reaction, maybe a neurological process, maybe a chemical shift. Okay, so in Rudolph's case, there's a layer in his nose where these substances occur and can combine, thus putting out photons of light. But bioluminescent life forms pretty exclusively produce blue-green light. So how is Rudolph's nose red? There is a type of deep-sea fish known as a stoplight loose jaw that can glow red even though the light that it produces starts out greenish-blue. What's going on there is that its bioluminescent organ also contains a type of protein that can absorb that light and then fluoresce in red. Rudolph must have a similar thing. And Rudolph's nose is likely able to get so bright because of a sort of secret ingredient that we haven't talked about yet. A bioluminescence often requires another substance, like oxygen, in order to make light. And because Rudolph produces light in his nose, it only makes sense that his nose would shine intensely, because as he breathes in oxygen, it creates plenty of opportunity for the reaction to happen and light to be produced. So, we know that Rudolph stands out a bit from other reindeer, but how could he be the only reindeer with this big glowing nose? It's possible that Rudolph's glowing honker could be a reindeer atavism. An atavism is a trait of distant ancestors that randomly pops up in modern-day organisms, like a human with a tail. These traits may have served a purpose for the animal way back when, but for whatever reason, the trait was silenced over time, and only makes rare triumphant returns in modern times. Perhaps distant reindeer ancestors of Rudolph's produced light to survive in the wild. You'll find most reindeer in Scandinavia, and it does get pretty dark there during the long winter nights, so perhaps some of Rudolph's ancestors required a better way to get around at night. The genetic trait may have popped back up randomly in Rudolph, or was perhaps the result of rapid evolution, in which a species could adapt in just a few generations based on the animal's needs. For example, there are mosquitoes living in the London Underground that only moved in there in the 1860s, but are now so different from their above-ground cousins that they can't reproduce with each other. So maybe Rudolph's parents and grandparents had very bad eyesight, and rapid evolution came to the rescue to help compensate. And saving Christmas was just a lucky accident. Today's episode is based on the article, Why is Rudolph's Nose Red? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Fuller, with additional material from the article, How Bioluminescence Works, written by Tracy V. Wilson. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at TomboyX.com.